This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In this environment, can the NFL be a goodwill ambassador in Israel? Maybe not. A trip to Israel by some NFL players has been cast as a propaganda exercise, and some players have balked. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, has written an open letter to the players arguing they shouldn't take the Israeli offer. He received support from prominent figures like Harry Belafonte, Danny Glover, and 1968 Olympian John Carlos. This action influenced four players to actually cancel their visit altogether.
They were going to visit some of the quote-unquote safer settlements. They were going to visit communities of black Israelis, Israelis who'd emigrated from Ethiopia, who were very happy to be there, like particular communities that were not part of the huge demonstrations that took place last year of black Israelis, black immigrants, refugees living in Israel. What it comes down to is that this member of the Israeli government really did make a mistake by going to the Times of Israel and really bragging about the fact that the players would be going on this tightly circumscribed trip.
Does this remind you of the controversy that entertainers confronted when they were invited to play at Sun City, which was a venue in South Africa during the times of, pre-Mandela, and the Springbok controversy where rugby team, the Springboks, were banned from playing around the world in certain places precisely because of the politics in South Africa?
Absolutely and absolutely. You know, one of the organizers of the South African sports movement against apartheid, an organization called SANROC, was a man named Dennis Brutus. He passed away in 2010. Before his death, he was at the University of Pittsburgh teaching, and he was attempting to organize athletes in the United States and Europe to have a similar posture towards Israel, to say that sports really is politics, sports is a kind of diplomacy, and that people should take very seriously the idea of not doing these kinds of goodwill sporting events if these events were meant to prop up one side of the conflict.
Well, there's no individual in the equivalent of Robben Island in Israel that could, you know, emerge and suddenly change the situation. I mean, we may be looking here at a situation where from now on, all professional athletes in the United States will be faced with precisely this kind of controversy unless something very seriously changes in the state of Israel.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And this is especially true as the world gets smaller and smaller, and as movements like Black Lives Matter in the United States start making more and more connections with people in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. I mean, that was a big part of the story of Black Lives Matter, about people talking over Skype, about how to resist tear gas, murals on the walls in Gaza dedicated to Michael Brown. These connections aren't small things. It's an international awakening that I think could have huge repercussions, especially because so many pro athletes come from neighborhoods, you know, like Ferguson, like New Orleans, like places that have experienced racism. And if they're growing up in a politicized context that looks at these issues globally, you will see these kinds of issues flower in the years to come.
Or another explanation is that you, Dave Zirin, have basically taken a cue from an international conspiracy against Israel that is anti-Semitic and wants to see the destruction of the state. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, well, my rabbi might disagree with that. I'm proudly Jewish, but I've always said this, you know, is that I was raised in the temple, and I've always was raised to believe that being Jewish and being an uncritical supporter of Israel are two very, very different things.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.